Now bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. And bring your hands to your belly. Take a few moments to be with your breath. To be with the breath that's happening in this moment, this breath, right here, right now. Relax your back. And notice what is so about your breath, your exhaling breath. I call that often the letting go breath. Your inhaling breath. I call that your coming home breath. Notice what is so for you right now. And if there's a nice, easy rhythm to your breath, then in your own way, slow the breath down. Slow down your exhaling breath, the letting go breath. Deepen your inhaling breath. And if things are going well, a nice easy rhythm, at the end of your next exhaling breath, pause 1, 2, 3, and the inhaling breath, and the exhaling breath, pause 1, 2, 3. So a few rounds of pausing at the end of your exhaling breath. You've taken a few moments to arrive, to be with your breath, to settle in a bit. Now, from within, invite an intention to arise, an intention for your yoga time today, our first yoga class together. What would you like for yourself? Body, mind, heart. And when you're ready to move, take your arms, reach your arms up into the sky. Reach up even higher, bring your shoulders off the ground, reach up like that. Keep that nice length through your arms and bring your shoulders back down to the ground. Reaching up, palms facing the wall in front of you. And then take your arms overhead. Just go where they go easily and naturally. If they don't go all the way to the floor, that's fine. So yeah, keeping your arms straight, take them over your head toward the wall behind you. That's it, Tanya. Reach them behind you over your head. There you go. And bring your arms back up to the sky. Exhale your hands in prayer in front of your heart. And just like we did yesterday, only we were standing up, interlace your fingers, rotate your palms away from you, take your elbows out, Rotate your palms away. And then take your arms over your head. You might just go a few inches. You might go all the way to the ground. Lengthening through your side body. Long back body. And come on back up. Exhale, backs of your hands to your forehead. And release. Back into prayer in front of your heart. Interlace your fingers the not so natural way. Rotate your palms away. Take your arms up over your head. And take your arms just like that. Beautiful. And come on back up. Exhale, backs of your hands to your forehead. And release. Bring your arms out to your sides. And because we're in this virtual room, I don't know too much about you. So of course, listen to your own body. I'll be guiding you and do what you can. And I can see you so I can help with that as well. Listen to your body. If I guide you into something that causes any type of distress, then do a pose that you can do or back off from that pose. Listen to your body. And tomorrow we'll start with legs up the wall, but today we'll start right here where we are. So when you're ready to move a little more, bring your right knee into your chest. Take hold of your shin, give a little press. And we're starting off nice and slow, just arriving into this practice. And now interlace behind your thigh of your leg, and then let your leg rest in your clasped hands. And now make circles with your foot, just moving through the stiffness that settles in your ankle. That's it. Just hold on to your leg and make circles with your foot. That's it. You have it. And other direction. And point your toes and flex your feet. Point and flex a few times just to wake up your feet. And say hello to your feet. Okay, and release. Return this leg back, this foot back to the ground with your knee up. Bring your other knee in. Take hold of your shin, a little press, draw that knee in. And be with the sensations that arise in your hip and your buttock. And now hold on to your leg, either interlace behind your thigh or just hold on to your leg and make circles with your foot on this side. And fill out your circle. Other direction. And point and flex. Hello to this foot. And release that leg. Take a breath. And do you have your strap nearby? A belt or a strap or a scarf? And if you don't have one, don't worry about it. But if you have one, we're going to use it in just a moment. And now bring your right knee into your chest again. A little press. Put the belt around your right foot. And take that right leg straight up to the sky. Just like that. Now you can hold on to the belt however it feels right to you to hold on to the belt. Ideally, if you walk your hands up so your arms are straight and hold on to either side of the belt. Lengthen your left leg on your mat and check in. Is that okay with your body? If not, you can keep your knee bent. As best you can, straighten your right leg. And if there's a big bend in your knee, then lower your leg a little bit so that you can straighten it as best you can. Moving toward a straight leg, like that. And now take your belt into your right hand, both sides of your belt, left arm out to the side. Keep your left hip on the ground as you take your right leg out to the side, like that. If your left hip comes off the ground, you've gone a little too far. So your body is the anchor, the left side of your body is the anchor. Just take your right leg out, maybe a few inches, maybe a little more. Maybe it reaches the ground. And now bring your leg back up. And take the belt into your left hand. Like that, right arm out to the side. We're going into a lying down twist. So take your leg all the way over to the left, coming up onto your hip. Beautiful, like that. Yeah, come all the way over. You have to lengthen the left leg. Both shoulders are on the ground. And put your head in neutral so you're gazing up at the sky or your eyes can be closed. And now bring your leg back to center, like that. Remove your belt, lengthen that leg, and take just a few moments in relaxation pose. Noticing left side, right side. And now bring your knees up again with your feet on the ground. Bring your left knee into your chest, little press. And put your belt around your left foot. Take your left leg up to the sky. And walk your hands up, relax your shoulders down. And if you like, lengthen your right leg on your mat. And a few breaths here, straightening your leg, lowering it a little bit if you are bending at the knee. And now take your belt into your left hand, right arm out to your side. Take your leg out to the left. Beautiful, like that. And bring your leg back up. Take the belt into your right hand. Lengthen your right leg and take your leg all the way over to the right, coming up onto your hip. Both shoulders are on the ground, head is in neutral. Tuck your chin a little and just go where you can go easily and naturally, like that. Connecting the breath to your movement, Wait for an inhaling breath. Come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen your leg. And just take a couple of breaths, a few moments in relaxation, noticing, staying present with the breath, with what's happening in your body. Now bring your knees up once again with your feet on the ground. Take your arms out to the sides into the letter T, and if that causes any distress, then lower your arms. I'm going to do one more twist and then we'll transition. So separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat, all the way out to the width of your yoga mat, like that. Toes are pointing forward. And just let both of your knees drop over to the right. Beautiful, just like that. Come up with the inhale. Back to center. Let your knees drop over to the left. Yes. Come on back up. And now roll over to one side and just curl up for a moment. And now come on up onto your hands and knees in the table pose. And knees are about hip width, feet are about hip width, palms are about shoulder width. And when you come into this shape, this form, let's do a few rounds of cat and cow. Exhale, round your back up into the cat, tuck your chin. Inhale, arching, lift your sitting bones, look up broad across your shoulders. Exhale, rounding up. And if your breath is different than what I'm saying, go with what your breath is. A few rounds just like this, going at your own pace. And put a little wiggle in there. Touch each vertebra with some movement, with some breath. Waking up your spine, especially that place that has been causing you any kind of difficulty or distress. Maybe you have a flat place. See if you can bring some articulation there. Breath, movement. Might have a numb place. See if you can feel into that place. And now let's go into child's pose. So separate your knees, bring your toes together, bring your hips back towards your heels. Let your forehead touch the ground or make a pillow with your forearms for your forehead and let your arms go wherever they go naturally. Come on back up into table. And now come around to a seated position. And you can sit on a cushion, a bolster, a pillow, or you can just sit on your yoga mat. Sometimes it's nice to have a little height under you. Come into what I call easy sitting position, or Sukhasana is the Sanskrit word, with your right leg in front. So easy sitting with the right leg in front. And check in if this is okay with your hip or your knee. If it's not, and for a long time I had an issue with my knee, you can also sit with one leg extended. I call that the Kuan Yin variation. So sit with cross-legged, right leg in front, or if you need to, extend one leg. All right, sit up straight, come into this shape, and a breath. We're going to do a simple seated twist. I'm not going to say left and right, you get to choose. So take one hand, cross it over to the opposite knee, other hand behind, straighten your body and continue turning in that direction. Beautiful. Turn in the direction you're going, just like that. Extend out through the opposite knee. Beautiful. Notice where your head is. And just stay in the pose. Stay in the twist. We're going to hold each pose for a short time. And as we go through the next 2 weeks together, we're going to increase the holding time. Exhale, come on back. Back to center. And then take the other hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind, twist in this direction. Now bring your awareness all the way down into your belly. A little wiggle in the belly to get the belly into the twist. That's the foundation of the body going into the twist. Beautiful. Exhale, come on back. And with your hands on your legs, wherever they can be easily, drop your chin down and just let your whole body fold forward, curl down. Might want to bring your hands to the floor in front of you. Go where they go, where they just go naturally. And just let gravity take you down. Drop your head. And slowly press yourself back up. And these transition times are just as important as being in the pose. So now change the interlace of your legs. And let's do the twist with this interchange. So straighten your body, one hand to the opposite knee, other hand behind, twist in that direction. This time, bring your belly into it. Little wiggle, get the belly into the twist. And in this direction, take both of your shoulders back. Notice where your head is. And if there's any stress in your neck, bring your head back. Let the twist happen in your body, not so much in your neck. Exhale, come on back. Other hand to the opposite knee. Work the belly. Twist in this direction. Exhale, come on back. Back to center, seated pose. Let your chin drop down into your chest. Just let your whole body fold forward. Inhale, come on back up. There's a few people that just arrived. Welcome. I know sometimes it's hard to figure out how to find the yoga room. So welcome. For those of you that just arrived, we're in a seated pose. And right now we're going to open our legs into a nice wide V. So open your legs into a nice wide V. Extend out through your heels. Point your toes up to the sky. You might come forward just a little on your sitting bones and take a few breaths here. So we're going to do another twist in this orientation. So with your right hand, walk your right hand down your right leg all the way to your foot. If you can take hold of your foot, fine, or not, hold on to your shin, hold on to your knee. Left hand on your hip. Turn your body up, heart inclines up toward the sky. Beautiful, like that. Yeah, the right hand goes down the right leg, body turns up to the left. Beautiful. All right, come on back to center. And let's do the second side. So walk your hand down your left leg. If you reach your toes, fine. If not, fine. Hold on to some part of your leg. Right hand on your hip. Incline the heart up to meet the day. Beautiful. All right, come on back. And with your legs wide, they don't have to be as wide as you can go. They can be a little less wide. Just drop your chin down, fold forward. You might want to notice where the resistance is, what stops you from going forward, what is the sensation in your body, or what's the thought in your mind, what is stopping you from being in the pose that you're in. All right, come on back up. And now bring your feet together into butterfly pose. Bend your knees, knees go out to the side, feet come together. This often feels really nice after wide-legged. Soles of your feet together. Beautiful. And one last time, chin drops down, curl your body forward. All right, come on back up. Bring your knees together and roll back down onto your back. And you can always put a pillow under your head if you like. With your knees up, feet on the ground, bring your hands to your belly, just like when we started. So as you settle into this position, I just want to tell you what worked in the February retreat. We have to meet in the main hall at 8:30. So I will always end the class so that you have a few moments, that you have some time to leave this room and go to the main hall and whatever else you might need to do. So I'm going to end the class about 7 minutes before you need to be in the main hall, just to let you know that. Okay, so take your arms out to the sides. Separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. And the same pose that we did earlier, drop your knees over to the right. Keep your head in neutral. And now, if you'd like to add this next piece, you can bring your left outer ankle up to your right knee. Left outer ankle, that's it. So it just adds a little weight. Joan, the other way. The other ankle. That to the right knee. That's it. Then put your right foot on your right knee. If it works. If that doesn't feel good in your hips, then don't do it. There you go. Okay, yes, perfect. All right, come on back. And separate your feet. And several others didn't quite get it either, so I'm going to go very slow. Separate your feet, width of your mat. Drop your knees over to the left. And you can stay in this beautiful twist just like it is. Or you can take the underneath foot, the left foot. Excuse me, you're going to the left. Maybe I said it wrong last time. I apologize. On this side, take your left foot, bring it up to your right knee. There we go. Like that. All right, inhale, come on back up. Come back to center. Your feet on the ground and your knees up. Take a breath. And now the figure four pose, and I often call this the upside down pigeon. Bring your right outer ankle to your left knee, like that. Right outer ankle to your left knee. And now bring your left knee in towards your chest and take hold of your left thigh or interlace behind your left thigh, like that. And this is a hip opening pose. Exhale and release. Untangle. Feet on the ground, knees up. Bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. And bring your right knee in. Take hold of your thigh or interlace behind. Draw the knee in close. Invite an opening in this hip on this side. Exhale, release, come on back. Feet on the ground, knees up. Take your arms out to the sides and bring your feet together and your knees together, just like that. And now bring your awareness to your right foot, your right leg, and lift your right leg, but leave your knees connected. So you're just lifting your right leg just a little. Keep your knees pressing. So knees are pressing. And as best you can, straighten that leg, flex the right foot, point the toes back. That's it, Pilar, like that. Okay, lengthen that leg. Release that leg all the way to the ground. And lengthen your other leg for just a moment. Take a breath. And now bring your knees up. I'm sorry, I wasn't real clear with that. So bring your knees back up with your feet on the ground. Feet together, knees together. Left leg. Lift your left foot. Knees are touching. Beautiful. Flex your left foot. And release. Come on back, bend both knees, feet on the ground. And let's close our practice today with a therapeutic bridge pose. So, with your feet on the ground, or separate your feet hip width, knees are hip width. Bring your arms in close to your body. Walk your feet toward your buttocks. And bend at the elbows so your palms face each other. So, your upper arms are pressing into your side body. Bend at the elbows, palms are facing each other, right over your body. Like that. Upper arm bones are part of the foundation. And then press down with your feet, nice and easy. Move your knees forward. Draw your sacrum up, hips come right up. You can hold the pose. I'm encouraging you to do that and listen to your body. Some of you might need to go down and come up, go down and come up. If it's okay to hold, move your knees forward, upper arm bones press. Drop your chin. Heart center moves towards your chin. Breath. Knees are moving forward. Back is nice and long. Exhale, come on down. Pause. Let the body relax. Lengthen one leg, lengthen the other leg. Arms can go wherever they'd like. On your belly, a few inches from your body, a few moments in relaxation. And when you're ready to move a little, just find your way up to a seated position. And let's close by just saying to yourself or saying out loud the sacred sound of Om. Om. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.